My Beloved Masters, composed by Srila Bhakti Vigyan Bharati Goswami Maharaj. Shri Madan Mohan Seth, assimilating the order of Shri Guru. Shri Madan Mohan Seth originally resided in the Pedo village of Kanpur, located in the Howrah district of West Bengal, but often travelled to the 24 Pargana district for the sake of his business. It was there that he received the fortune of meeting Shri Srimad Bhakti Vaibhav Sagar Goswami Maharaj, a disciple of Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhant Saraswati Thakur. It was from him that Shri Madan Mohan Seth heard about Srila Prabhupada's glories. In recounting that time, he would often say, "My heart shuddered with joy when I first heard about Srila Prabhupada's countless glories. It was as if someone started a generator that shook the earth." He took shelter of Srila Prabhupada sometime in 1936. At the time he was awarded Sri Harinam, Srila Prabhupada told him, "You should accept as your meals only food that has been cooked by devotees who have received at least Harinam, if not Mantra Diksha." Although the fact may be too subtle for us to perceive, the natures and probabilities of those who prepare the food we eat certainly influences our consciousness. This principle is corroborated by the scripture, "Swarga paga hema mrinalininam nana mrinalagra bhujo bhajagmaha anna rupam tanu rupa riddhim karjyam nindad dhi gunan adhite." Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita Antalila 1.92. A royal swan said, "We, the residents of the heavenly planets, consume the stems of the golden lotus flowers that grow in the river Ganga, which flows in our abode. As a result of this diet, we are exceedingly beautiful because one certainly obtains the effect and qualities of one's actions." Shri Madan Mohan Seth very strictly followed his Guru Pad Padma's instruction. For approximately 35 years, he honored the prasad he personally cooked and offered to the Lord, and never once accepted a meal prepared by his uninitiated wife. It was only after his wife was initiated during Braj Mandal Parikrama in 1966 by my Guru Maharaj, Shri Srimad Bhakti Daita Madhav Goswami Maharaj, that Shri Madan Mohan Seth began accepting food and water from her hands. In this way, he exemplified the direction Srila Narottam Das Thakur has given in his book Prem Bhakti Chandrika 1.2. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chite Te Koriya Ekya Arana Kori Ho Mane Aash. Make the words emanating from the lotus mouth of Shri Guru one with your heart and do not aspire for anything else. Unwavering faith in the instructions of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada disappeared from the mortal realm before he could award Shri Madan Mohan Seth with Mantra Diksha. Thus, Shri Madan Mohan Seth accepted only Harinam from his spiritual master. When devotees would advise him to accept Diksha Mantra from any one of his senior god brothers, he would always say, "Harinam alone brings all perfection. I do not consider it is necessary to accept Mantra Diksha. What is the need to make a bond with a new guru through such a process when I am wholly satisfied with what I have received from Srila Prabhupada in accordance with my eligibility?" Additionally, when Srila Prabhupada granted me Harinam, another new Harinam initiate asked him for Mantra Diksha right before me. Srila Prabhupada told him, "By giving you Harinam, I have given you Shri Hari himself. What more is left to be given?" It is through these words that Srila Prabhupada forever affords me his divine association. He never leaves me, and I too cannot separate myself from his lotus feet for a single moment. Avoiding mundane ventures. Shri Madan Mohan Seth had many daughters, yet he never made any efforts to find suitable marital candidates for them. His wife would often tell him, "You must make at least some endeavor to arrange your daughters' marriages, otherwise what will become of them?" He would reply, "I will not utilize my energy in any mundane venture whatsoever. I will mostly respectfully accept as my destiny whatever outcome manifests by the will of Srila Prabhupada and Bhagwan. As fate would have it, a family visited Sri Madan Mohan Seth to scout his eldest daughter as a prospective bride for their son. However, when they were not notified of the family's decision after that meeting, his wife urged him to visit that family and inquire about their decision. Initially, Sri Madan Mohan Seth decided to honor his wife's request. He packed his bag and prepared to leave, when he stopped suddenly, turned to his wife and said, "Srila Prabhupada forbade me from approaching anyone in such a manner." Saying this, he stayed put. Very soon, by the desire of the Lord, a number of people approached him, and one by one, all of his daughter's marriages were effortlessly arranged. His affinity for Srila Prabhupada's transcendental literature. When Sri Madan Mohan Seth was unable to perform any physical activity in his advanced age, he spent most of his time reading the weekly Gaudiya magazine, the daily spiritual newspaper Dainik Nadia Prakash, and other publications printed during Srila Prabhupada's manifest presence. With great enthusiasm, he amassed a comprehensive collection of such publications by personally visiting various devotees, even those who resided quite far away, and requested them to gift their publication to his library. In this way, he collected almost every issue of Gaudiya printed during Srila Prabhupada's time in this world. Sometime after establishing ISKCON, Sri Srimad Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj asked Sri Madan Mohan Seth to send him various issues of Gaudiya, which Sri Madan Mohan Seth happily provided for his pleasure and service. Sri Madan Mohan Seth would often say, "I do not have even the slightest desire to read and follow any literature that has been not published or approved by Srila Prabhupada." Disregarding social custom in the pursuit of service. Sri Madan Mohan Seth would request almost all his visitors to donate something for the service of the Gaudiya Math, and he often asked members of his own family as well. His sons once told him, "While we do not object to you requesting others to donate for the service of the Math, we sincerely request you not to seek anything from your own son-in-law." Footnote: as per the traditional custom in India, a bride is considered to be offered as charity to the groom and his family. It is thought of as improper for the bride's family to accept anything from the groom's family, for they are considered recipient of charity. It is a matter of principle that one ought not to ask anything from one's sons-in-law, but rather make offerings to them. Sri Madan Mohan Seth replied, "I have heard from the Vaishnavs a very profound, wonderful, unambiguous and detailed explanation of the verse beginning Etavat Janma Safalayam from Srimad Bhagavatam 10.22.35. They explain that the life of an embodied soul will meet with perfection once he completely dedicates his entire life to following the activities of Shreya Acharan, activities that may not be initially pleasing to him but will ultimately yield auspicious results. If he is unable to do that, he should then utilize his wealth in spiritual service. If he does not possess much wealth, he should then utilize his intelligence. If he lacks proper intelligence, then he should employ his speech in encouraging others to take up the path of Shreya or ultimate spiritual benefit. Now that I find myself unable to render physical service in my advanced age or offer much money due to financial difficulties, I must at the very least serve through my intelligence and words. Why are you restricting the already limited scope of my service? Do you think I am asking others to donate toward my own personal gain? Have I ever used any money or anything else I receive from others to fulfill my own self-interest? My only concern in asking for donation is to help others attain the topmost auspiciousness by engaging their offerings in the service of Bhagwan and the Vaishnavas. Do you wish to prohibit me from being an instrument in rendering such service? To do so would cause my sons-in-law's inauspiciousness, for they would not receive the opportunity to offer their wealth in the service of Sri Hari, Guru and the Vaishnavas where it rightly belongs. Your words will never make me deviate from my duty. I do not wish my relations with others to be based simply on some bodily conception. And so the fact that my sons-in-law are considered my relatives will not prevent me from giving them the same opportunity to serve the mud that I do to others. It was only very recently, in April 2017, when I visited Hamirpur, Himachal Pradesh, that Shri Madan Mohan Seth's grandson, Shripad Bhakti Vibhut Bodayan Maharaj, told me that his grandfather would ask not only his sons-in-law to donate toward the service of Shri Hari Guru and Vaishnav, but also his grandsons, the sons of his sons-in-law, including Shripad Bodayan Maharaj himself, when Maharaj, then known as Asim, resided in his family's home. He is dedicated to pleasing Srila Prabhupada. Despite always remaining as a householder, Shri Madan Mohan Seth was well acquainted with the transcendental conceptions, the ideal conduct, and the most cherished desires of his Guru Pad Padma. This can be attributed to the fact that he very sincerely followed Srila Prabhupada's Harikatha and the various books, scriptural commentaries, articles, and letters he composed, but principally because he associated with devotees who had completely offered their lives to Srila Prabhupada. He constantly chanted Harinam, spoke Harikatha, and read, especially from the issues of the weekly Gaudiya magazine that were published during Srila Prabhupada's time. During his advanced age, when his diminishing eyesight prevented him from reading, he would ask other devotees to read to him. He always remained extremely careful, not only in services to Srila Prabhupada that seemed externally significant, but also in those that appeared trivial. For example, he would fund and carefully arrange for luchi. Footnote: deep-fried flat bread made of wheat flour, similarly in size and shape to puris, a preparation for which Srila Prabhupada had a particular relish, to be cooked daily at various places including Shri Yogapeet, Shri Chaitanya Mutt, Srila Prabhupada's appearance place at Shri Chaitanya Gaudiya Mutt in Puri, and the Vrindavan branch of Shri Chaitanya Gaudiya Mutt. In this way, Shri Madan Mohan Seth exemplified the principle that every activity of a surrendered devotee is meant for the pleasure of his spiritual master. Not allowing others to misuse the instruments of service. During Srila Prabhupada's manifest presence, Shri Madan Mohan Seth dedicated an entire garden of bananas to the service of the mutt. He made a rule that none of his family members, relatives or workers could take a single banana from that garden for their own use. If anyone wished to eat a banana, they could request Shri Madan Mohan Seth for money and purchase bananas from the market. He once punished one of his sons after learning he had eaten a banana from that garden. Offering his wealth in service, Shri Madan Mohan Seth very earnestly engaged his wealth in the service of Shri Hari, Guru and the Vaishnavas. From the time he accepted Harinam from Srila Prabhupada, after the disappearance of Srila Prabhupada, he continued this service by offering financial assistance to many of his godbrothers, especially my Guru Pad Padma. After the disappearance of Guru Maharaj, Shri Madan Mohan Seth regularly sent money to the mutt of Shri Srimad Bhakti Pramod Puri Goswami Maharaj to aid in construction and other services. He often visited Srila Puri Goswami Maharaj to personally offer contributions to him with great devotion. Throughout his life, he stayed in a small clay-built room. Once his sons arranged to construct a proper room for him, when they had all the necessary items delivered, like bricks, cement, and rebar, Shri Madan Mohan Seth humbly told them, "It will not be possible to construct Srila Puri Goswami Maharaj Mutt if we spend so much money constructing a room for me." With this, he had the building materials sent back to the supplier. Shri Madan Mohan Seth would often extend invitations to me to stay at his home for some time, because I viewed him as a senior devotee who was completely dedicated to the service of Srila Prabhupada. I honored his request as an instruction and once visited his home for 3 days. beyond considerations of ashram. Srila Prabhupada would refer to both Guru Maharaj and Sri Vinod Bihari Brahmachari, who later become Sri Srimad Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Gosai Maharaj, as Prakrit Sannyasis, or true renunciants, while they were still Brahmacharis. Observing the idle conduct and pure character of Sri Madan Mohan Seth, I realized deep within my heart that Srila Prabhupada would have surely referred to him too as a Prakrit Sannyasi, even though he was living a householder. The scripture states, Vaishnav Nam Ashram Abhavat. Vaishnavs do not belong to a particular ashram. In other words, although Vaishnav may choose to accept whatever ashram he deems favorable for performing his sadhan bhajan, he is to be recognized not by that ashram, but by his exemplary conduct and transcendental ideology. It is for this reason that Shri Narottam Das Thakur has written, Grihe va vanete thake, ha goranga bole dake, Narottam mage tara sanga. Prathna 15.1.4. Whether a person lives in his home as a householder or in the forest as a renouncer, if he exclaims, Ha Gauranga, Narottam begs for his association. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has echoed his teaching in his Kalyan Kalptaru, Upalabdhi 3.4.5. Jadi Sumangala Chao, Sada Krishna Naam Gao, Griya Thako Vane Thako, Ithe Tark Akaran. If you desire true auspiciousness, then always chant the name of Krishna, whether you stay at home or in the forest. Any reasoning regarding this is fruitless. Considering the lotus feet of Sri Guru to be the only wealth. When the State Bank of India opened its first branch in his hometown of Pido, a local resident repeatedly insisted that Sri Madan Mohan Seth open an account. Sri Madan Mohan Seth eventually relented and unwillingly opened an account in which he deposited 5 rupees. However, he never made any further deposits or withdrawals from that bank. He would always say, "The lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada are my only bank, my only wealth. This wealth increases eternally, thus bestowing upon me supreme bliss and unlimited satisfaction." Refusing to waste time and money on material distractions. For as long as Sri Madan Mohan Seth was physically present in this world, he never allowed a television to be brought into his home. He would say, Shriman Mahaprabhu instructed Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, Gram me katha na shunibe, do not hear mundane talks of this material world. Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela 6.236. To the best of our ability, we should try to follow this instruction in our own lives. Additionally, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has mentioned in one of his articles that television offers very little benefit and instead causes great harm. Viewing or hearing mundane topics that do not directly benefit us spiritually is an unnecessary disturbance to our consciousness, and it eventually causes obstacles to our bhajan in the form of distraction. Is it wise for a person to spend his money and time on something that causes such a dreadful disturbance? Taking up vow. Once in Mayapur, after Sri Madan Mohan Seth arrived by bullock cart from Ganga Ghat, means Mayapur Ghat, to Sri Chaitanya Math, his godbrother Sri Nishikant Sanyal Bhakti Sudhakar Prabhu asked, "How have you come here?" Sri Madan Mohan Seth replied, "Prabhu, I travelled from Sialada to Krishnanagar by train. From there, I went to Sarupganj, crossed the river to Ganga Ghat, and then I came here to Sri Chaitanya Math by bullock cart, which cost me 4 paisa." Sri Nishikant Sanyal said, "It would have been better if you had spent those 4 paisa in the service of Mahaprabhu by purchasing some langda mangoes." Footnote: a famous and highly delectable variety of mango. Sri Madan Mohan Seth took a vow that every day to never again hire a bullock cart. He declared, "I will save as much money as I can and use it exclusively in the service of Srila Prabhupada and Sriman Mahaprabhu." His divine influence on family and friends. By the mercy of Sri Madan Mohan Seth, who was pure devotee, all his family members and friends became firm followers of the principle of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. All those who came in his contact and association were undoubtedly affected by his greatly influential personality. Even those who maintained a close, intimate relationship with him accepted him as belonging to the spiritual realm. His Pushpa Samadhi is situated in Shridham Mayapur next to that of Srimad Bhakti Pramod Puri Goswami Maharaj, the founder Acharya of Sri Gopinath Gaudiya Math. His grandson, Shripad Bhakti Vibhut Bodayan Maharaj, told me that his grandfather used to refer me as Mukta Mahapurusha, a great liberated personality. I humbly consider this his kind blessing upon me, and I sincerely pray for his mercy, so that these words of his may someday prove true. O he Vaishnav Thakur, Dayar Sagar, ye Dase Karuna Kori, Diya Pada Chaya, Shodo he Amare, Tomara Charan Dhori. O Vaishnav Thakur, you are an ocean of mercy. Being compassionate upon this servant, purify me by giving the shade of your lotus feet, of which I take hold.